I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The issue of reparations, that is compensating black Americans for the damages of slavery, is in the news again. A federal judge yesterday dismissed a suit for reparations, saying there's nothing in existing law to allow this case to go on. The ruling was put in such a way, though, that future legal challenges are still possible. The plaintiffs can still try again. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has the story.
In Chicago on Monday, U.S. District Court Judge Charles Norgel dismissed the lawsuit of several African Americans who claimed that corporations that had historically benefited from the slave trade should pay reparations to the descendants of slaves. Descendants, Norgel said in a 75-page opinion, cannot sue on behalf of their deceased ancestors. Carol Swain, a professor of political science and law at Vanderbilt University, was not surprised by the judge's decision. She believes that this and similar lawsuits are a waste of time.
There are so many pressing issues affecting African Americans, and this seems so much like a pipe dream.
Swain says too much time has passed to compensate distant descendants of slaves. She further asserts that drawing parallels between slavery and other historic atrocities that have been addressed through reparations claims is incorrect.
No, they're not comparable, because the money that went to the Jewish Holocaust survivors and to the Japanese, they went to actual living victims. And the problem with the slavery reparation suits is that we have no living slaves, nor do we have slaveholders to be sued. There's no one alive that can bring the suit or to pay the damages.
But Roger Wareham, a New York lawyer who served as the lead attorney in the Illinois case, says black descendants of slaves in America and elsewhere have a special status.
Parallels are useful in terms of drawing connections and precedents. But in one sense, ours is unparalleled and unprecedented, because if there were ever a people that were victims of crimes against humanity, it is people of African descent.
Swain disagrees, though she's not opposed in principle to all African-American claims for reparations. There are two instances, she says, where reparations make sense. To compensate for the losses that occurred when white mobs rioted and destroyed Tulsa, Oklahoma's black business district, and similar losses when the black town of Rosewood, Florida was burned to the ground by angry whites, both in the first part of the 20th century.
Those two, Tulsa and Rosewood, Florida, involved actual living victims. And with the slave reparations, you know, there are no living slaves, there are no living slaveholders. Those are quite different.
Despite the dismissal of his case, Roger Wareham is sanguine. People are mistaken, he says, when they focus only on reparations lawsuits in the struggle to reclaim what was lost in slavery.
We always viewed the litigation as an aspect of the overall movement.
Wareham's legal team and their clients are trying to decide what to do next. They could rephrase the complaint and reapply to be heard, appeal, or renew their request that Judge Norgel recuse himself. Wareham says Norgel had once worked for a company that benefited from participation in the slave trade. One way or another, Wareham says, the fight will continue.
You know, we entered the court with the view that no matter what happened, our position was reparations as a movement is not going away. Lawsuits as a vehicle for facilitating the resolution of reparations is not going away. And that we, as attorneys for the plaintiff class, were certainly not going away. And that we were determined to follow this through to the end, whatever it took.
And although this suit has been dismissed, there are others pending in courts around the country as some African Americans continue to press for redress of slavery and the damage they say continues to flow from it even today. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.